from the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Guesting for today got pared down some. Chris Landry, early in the week, sent me a message, said, Bill, need a little time. Need a little time to recharge the batteries. Got some things I need to get done here personally back at home. So let's take this Thursday off. And I said, you do what you need to do, good friend. So no Chris Landry today. Berg will be with us here. Right out of that first break on this Thursday edition. It gets there quick, y'all. I know. I repeat it a lot. Gets there quick. 615-844-5600. That is the F&M Bank hotline number. 615-844-5600. We are in the Strike and Spare studios. Crazy Charlie in the Inner 615 location. I'm in the Wilco location where we have been set up for now many, many years. Well, what, 5+ years at least? We've been doing it like this. So well before any kind of virus and social distancing and all these terms that I prefer never to acknowledge, but they are here regardless. Yeah, we've been doing this a long time. People ask, Bill, what changed for you? Nothing changed. I've been doing the show from the Wilco location for many, many years prior to all of this other stuff. But yeah. All the new sponsors, appreciate them very much here on the show. You can tweet the show. Yeah, I don't know if anybody wants to sponsor Twitter. I've yet to have anybody call or try and engage us and say, Bill, I'd love to sponsor Twitter. Now, Twitter is a big part for what we do here. It's wonderful. Yeah, it's a valuable addition to the show. Been doing it for quite a few years. Everything else, Twitter is a burning cesspool of garbage. But for what we do, we love it. We absolutely love it. So two different ends of the spectrum when you're talking about Twitter. For what we do, we love it. Your interaction is wonderful. It's beautiful. The things you bring to the show when you tweet the show is something that I think adds a different flavor that is something we all enjoy. It's good. Yeah, keep it coming. If you have not yet engaged the show on Twitter, if you are so inclined, do it. We'd love to have you. There's no limit to the number. We already have tons of people who do it, but there's no limit. Just keep coming. Yeah, keep it coming. And if you want to email the show, that works. BillisKing7@gmail.com. I'll give you an example. It's kind of confusing. I have two phones that I use. Now, let me explain. Two iPhones here. One I use as a phone, and whatever else. I mean, emails come in on it, the Twitter app, all the apps any of us have on our phones. I got another one that I really use just for the financial markets and apps that I use there, like TD Ameritrade or Webull or whatever. And one of them's a newer iPhone, and it's faster too. So I really just use that to pay attention to the markets. Now, I use it some for Twitter and texting too, but mainly it's just one that I use for the markets. But I don't know all the ins and outs of iPhones. I mean, I use them like you do, and I appreciate them. But one of them, I have my email on both of them, but sometimes email will only come up on one or the other, and it's really interesting to say the least. Yesterday, I was looking for an email from a guy who had purchased and had just gotten his Rectech, and I couldn't find it because it was on the other phone. Now, I'm sitting here talking on the show, and it was the other phone that I wasn't looking at. Anyways, here's another one. This is from David, who works at A&M in College Station. And he's not from Tennessee, but somewhere, somehow in his past, years ago, he adopted Tennessee as his team. Now, Tennessee hasn't done a whole lot to make him happy in quite a while. Tennessee fans, by the way, Tennessee fans get mad at me for that, but what am I supposed to say? What if I sat here on the show and said, you know what, the football team, 07 was pretty good. They got to the championship game. 04 was pretty good. They got to the SEC title game, too, then. They didn't win either one of those games, but, I mean, they were competitive, pretty much. Yeah, 04 and 07, Butch Jones had a couple of 9-win teams. What if that's all I said? Yeah, don't worry about Derek Dooley. Don't worry about Jeremy Pruitt and the way things ended there. Don't worry about anything else. Just concentrate. 04 and 07, they're pretty good. Just concentrate on those years. You'd say, Bill, you're crazy. It's a mess up there. At least the people who are objectively thinking about it would say that. All right. David in College Station. Bill, was listening, and I heard you talking about city rivalries. Remember we were talking about that? And we were talking about inside states and rivalries. And it wasn't only a sports topic. Now, again, that's college football is our solar system, but I was talking, it could be a sports rivalry inside a state, or it could just be city rivalries that are not related to the sports teams at all. Just, our city's better than yours. Oh, you drive through my city, it's pretty. Your city's a dump. Inside the same state, right? You hear that all the time. Every state's got their in-state, intra-state, this city versus that city. And he said, he heard me talking about Dallas and Houston. I said, I wonder what the rivalries are in that state. And again, not necessarily at all sports related. And I was talking about Dallas versus Houston. He says, I've lived between those two cities, Houston and Dallas, all my life. And he says, Bill, there's really not that much of a rivalry between the two cities in anything. Said the only time there was really a rivalry was the late 70s, early 80s. When both the Cowboys and the Oilers, NFL teams, were very good. Dallas claimed they were America's team. Houston claimed they were Texas' team. When the Oilers got bad in the early 80s, the rivalry, if there was one, pretty much disappeared. The Rangers and the Astros are in the same division in Major League Baseball now, but there's really not that much hatred between the two of them. There may be something from time to time in other areas, but nothing serious. Certainly not on the scale of other cities. Having grown up and lived in that part of the world, your wife might recall something I forgot. Yeah, my wife's from Houston, from Katy, which is a very nice area. Went to Taylor High School there. My wife is not into sports at all, so she wouldn't be able to tell you about that. But he says, oh, and speaking, remember Cosby Cattleman called and he was talking and complaining Calhoun's was now charging for a half slab of ribs, $14.99 or something? And people were sending me, Bill, a half slab here or there cost $20 or more, way more than Calhoun's. He said a pound of brisket in Texas right now is $20 a pound. David, next time you hear, are you sure about $20 a pound? Here, it's $4.99 or $5.99. Now, sometimes Kroger will put it on sale for $1.99, but it's got a lot of fat on it you got to trim. But they still put them up here for $1.99, but it's a sale, and these are not the best cut at all. That's a lot, though. Yeah, that's a ton, y'all. You know how we have talked about the one-time freebie, which is a thing. Finally, it's a truth. Even though people are getting freebie transfers left and right here most recently, last couple of years, most people were, seems like. Some inexplicably were not. The quarterbacks left and right are just, hey, I'm not happy. Boom. Transfer. You're clear. No, I don't like the depth chart. The depth chart hurts my feelings. Boom. You're clear. Before the one-time freebie. Anyways, John Rothstein, who's more of a basketball guy on Twitter, tweeted that the SEC... Conference. Yeah, the SEC presidents will vote on the league's intra-conference transfer rule in May. The league currently, as you know, requires intra-conference transfers to sit out one full season before becoming ineligible. That's one of the reasons cited as to why Henry Tuoto is not at Alabama right now and perhaps headed to the Ohio State University. Has that been cleared? You Buckeye fans, is that for sure yet? I know that's what everybody's predicting, and I don't know otherwise. I assume that's right. But I would assume, and this syncs up with the SEC spring meetings down in Destin. I assume they're going to have those too, right? At the lovely Sandestin Hilton on the beautiful Emerald Coast. Yeah, they'll that's when they're all together next time, and I assume that'll get cleared. They'll go with the flow, I would think. Berg coming up as we continue. Presented by, I've got news on the Omni. The date has changed. We'll be there on the 27th of this month. That was a change yesterday. Not the 20th, the 27th. Omni.
Good morning. They're still working this wreck here involving several cars, and it looks like two separate wrecks, but they're right here close to each other on 40 westbound, just past Fessler's, and we're looking at it live right now. It's pretty slow through here. Trying to clear that wreck out there on 24 westbound at Shelbyville Highway in Rutherford County. Hey, Ripley's Aquarium, Sleep of the Sharks, is coming up June 11th. Check it out. Ripley's Aquarium on thesmokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
Whether you're driving for distance, pitching for precision, or putting to win it all, come to Edwin Watts Golf Shop to get custom fit for all your clubs throughout your bag. Hit a few balls and let our team show you the latest swing technology and data that will help optimize your game. Having each club tailored to become your gamers will help you start shooting lower scores. Let Edwin Watts Golf Shops help you make every shot the perfect one. Come in and get custom fit today. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
You have a 90% chance of surviving a lightning strike. You have a 98% chance of surviving a shark attack. You have a 99% chance of surviving a snake bite. But you only have a 50% chance of surviving a crash if you aren't wearing a seatbelt. Your truck may be tough, but a seatbelt makes it tougher. Buckle up in your truck. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Bob's Steak and Chop House, located at the Omni Nashville Hotel, is a nationally renowned steakhouse specializing in the finest corn-fed Midwestern prime beef. The menu formula is simple. Incredible meat, gigantic shrimp, fabulous salads, and decadent desserts. Classic steakhouse food prepared and presented in a manner that Bon Appetit calls the kind of fare you'll want to go back for again and again. Voted one of the top 50 restaurants in the country by Travel and Leisure magazine, and one of only 11 steakhouses in America that serves A5 Wagyu steak. Bob's Steak and Chop House offers the classic steakhouse experience. For reservations, call 615-761-3707. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 5 to 10 p.m. And they've got complimentary valet parking available. Bob's Steak and Chop House, located 5th Avenue downtown at the Omni Nashville Hotel.
This is the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show.
DW, how you doing,
my friend? Hey, Daryl.
One thing I think we've learned is how many race fans are in the Nashville market. This is racing territory. For all those people that have sat back and hoped and wished and prayed that the Cup cars would come back, well, they're going to come back to Lebanon, and eventually I think they'll be back at the fairgrounds.
Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton, WNSR. Nashville Sports Radio.
Knows all there is to know about Johnny Five Star, and now you can too. It's Bill King.
Sports and also the very popular podcast known as the Big Three Roll Up joins us in this slot. Berg, has this slot, this new slot for you, become normal or is it still awkward?
I think it's normal, Bill. I think it's normal for you. You can't wrap your head around this time, but this is just like normal. I'm going to get my hair cut right now, Bill.
Now, who's open at this hour for haircuts?
Well, the barber shop opens at 8, but I got to go get some cash, and I'll roll up a little bit early, see my boy Brian, talk to him for a little bit, and then get my haircut.
Yeah, it's kind of like when Nebraska left the Big 12 for the Big 10. It took me a couple of years to, in my mind, every time I'd look at a list, I'd say, why is Nebraska not listed in the Big 12 area? What's up over here? Why? It's the same with you. When I introduced you just minutes ago, seconds ago, I was thinking, am I sure this is right? Is this Berg right here? I was questioning myself.
I prefer it because at the end you always ask me what's up next on the Big 3 Roll-Up, and half the time we hadn't taped it yet. So now I come on, and the Big 3 Roll-Up's already out by the time that I'm on.
It's so it works.
This morning at 7 a.m.
Yeah, that works. And
now I can tell you what it's all about.
Absolutely. We'll get to that. We absolutely will. What is the latest at Florida State? Any news?
A.J. Duffy committed last week, and we talked about it on the show. And since then, the tone on the message board has been, well, can Florida State sign both their quarterbacks? Because Nico Marchiol was silent for about 3 or 4 days after the A.J. Duffy commitment. Nico is FSU's bell cow recruit, or he has been. Every time a recruit commits to Florida State, Nico is one of the first to quote it and cheer him on social media. And he's been at the forefront of FSU recruiting since he committed on January 21st. It took 3 or 4 days for Nico to say anything when after A.J. Duffy committed. The first thing he tweeted to break his silence, it was a Bible verse. And if you listen to the Big Three roll-up for the last 4 years, you know that typically after a Bible verse is tweeted out comes a respect my decision. Now, we haven't had a decommitment from Nico yet. I've checked with some sources. It sounds like, you know, he's saying the right things, but he's also scheduled this week visits to West Virginia and Michigan State. Typically, you don't see quarterback commitments taking official visits to other schools unless something's up. So we're going to check back in with Nico this weekend, see what's going on. It's been 8 days since A.J. Duffy committed. So all of this is kind of still transpiring, but from what we're hearing, Nico is still solidly committed to FSU, but it is something we're going to watch. May's going to be a little bit slow this month as we prepare for visits in June. It's going to be interesting to see what Florida State does with their official visit schedule, because typically they've waited until the season or December to do a bulk of their visits, but it seems like kids are kind of chomping at the bit to get out and see some places because they haven't been able to in so long. So it's going to be interesting to see how Florida State plays this official visit schedule. Besides that, Bill, we're just gearing up for camp season, putting out some lists on Knowles 24/7 and stacking up the visitors. It's going to be a fun summer.
That's a new one. So a Bible verse is also cryptic for leave me alone, I've changed my mind.
Oh, we've been watching this trend for years on the Big Three Roll-Up. Silk and Kev and I, myself, we've been talking about it for years. Yeah, typically speaking, and they know it down to the, they know the good Bible verses for decommitments too. I'm not, you know, I'm Jewish, so I'm not as well-read in that, but yeah, typically speaking, it goes Bible verse, and then there's a respect my decision coming up soon.
I got to admit, I like to think I'm out in front of things. I've never thought of that. It's never occurred to me.
Yeah. A transfer, you know, like, you know, now you see a wide receiver has a bad game or something, and all of a sudden he tweets out a Bible verse, and then he's in the portal 2 days later.
John 3:16, please, no more interviews. Something like that, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Josh Duperkle with us on the show. Hey, what is the thinking? I saw a tweet from Brad Powers out of Vegas, and he was tracking returning offensive lines. And Miami has an offensive line returning with a ton of snaps. He's saying maybe more snaps than any offensive line returning in college football since 2009. What is the overall outlook on the Canes coming up here, including that little item?
They lose a lot. I mean, you see what they lose in the draft. I think you wonder what Miami has to replace what they lost in the draft, because, you know, they did do a good job in the portal. They do have Bubba Bolden back there. I don't know if Bubba Bolden's a first-round draft pick, but he's a hell of a football player. But overall, I mean, Miami's offensive line wasn't that great last year. Florida State returns a lot on the offensive line as well, and I was just comparing it, and I was thinking in my head, well, if they return what wasn't that great to begin with, you hope they get incrementally better. So that's right. Continuity and just a year more experience does count for something. Like, I do believe Miami's offensive line is going to be better. They're going to need to be because Derek King's coming off this injury. They lose a lot of talent, but they do still have a lot of talent on offense. Some of their running backs are super talented. I love what they've done there. I think it's a big season for Miami. I think that they've, you know, this is what, Manny's third or fourth year. They've been kind of building towards this, and they're going to need a strong offensive line to get it going.
Josh up in London, Ohio, says, ask Berg if he thinks Florida State will win at least 7 games this year.
I don't think so. I don't think 7's like – I think 6 is more likely, put it that way. So if I think 6 is more likely, 7's a possibility, but I don't think it's a great possibility.
Jay Cutler's burner account says, ask Berg, now that Bill Gates' divorce news is public, what's the status on the other major power couple, which would be Josh Newberg and Karen? What's the latest there?
Oh, we're doing great. I'm trying to convince Karen to move back to Florida. She's having a tough time leaving College Station, but I think she's ready to return, put it that way.
You think she's going to leave Nebraska? You think already?
Oh, yeah. I forgot she's in Nebraska. Why did she move to Nebraska, Bill?
I don't know.
We got to talk more. I got to talk to Karen more about life instead of just, what we talk about.
Yeah. I don't. That's a good question. I know. I don't know if Jimbo said, I need you in Nebraska because there's a strategic recruiting area there we need. I don't know. I'm not sure.
He probably said, we need you in Nebraska because we need to recruit here. We got to get you away, far, far away.
That's it. You're impeding our local Houston recruiting. Maybe you could be right there.
What a downgrade, though. You go from the Keys, because that's where it all started, right? Karen Key Largo.
Yes.
You go from the Keys to somewhere in Florida, and then you downgrade to Texas, and then you downgrade again into Brett. Wow. It's just been, what a ride.
From the Keys to Nebraska.
Nebraska. Life comes at you fast, Bill. That's what happens when you jump off the Florida State train.
Well, and here's the other thing. It'd be one thing if Nebraska was winning like Dr. Tom was winning, but they're not even winning in football. They're not even good in football anymore. So what's the point?
Maybe Meemaw doesn't even know that anymore. She just still thinks that Nebraska is a powerhouse.
Josh, tell everybody what is next on the Big Three roll-up.
We talk a lot about the Big Three draft, who went, who didn't, some of the surprises, and a look ahead to next year. We talk some recruiting. We go over the A.J. Duffy commitment. I didn't get to rub it in their face last week. It happened after we recorded the pod. So we do a good bit on Big Three recruiting as well. We get into some other shenanigans. It's a great show. It's out now. The Big Three Roll-Up is streaming on all platforms, iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Karen just responded. She's monitoring. She goes, it's 7 grandchildren, 1 great-grandchild, and 2 sons are in Nebraska. So she moved to be closer to them. That's what it is.
That's cute. Well, hopefully she doesn't move back to Florida.
I don't know if she has.
No, I'm trying to get her here. I'm trying to get her here.
I know you're working it. I know you are. All right, Berg. We'll let you get your hair cut. We got a second here. Anything in the stock market you want to point to? Dogecoin or whatever.
I'm thinking about getting out of all my stocks because they all suck. The only thing that is doing good, I told you 3 weeks ago, I was big on Dogecoin, and I felt guilty because it was the only, quote, cryptocurrency that I had. So I took some of my winnings in Dogecoin, and I put it in Ethereum 3 weeks ago. I'm up 42% on my Ethereum, Bill.
It's pretty good. And this market is not last year's market, so that's tough. Yeah, that's good.
Right. I'm losing money every single day that I don't put more money into Ethereum, Bill. That's how I feel.
Now, what is your average cost basis in Dogecoin?
I've been using it as a piggy bank a little bit. Right now I'm at 27 cents. So I was in at 0.07. It ran to 14. I took all my money out. I put more money in when it dipped to like 11. I took all my money out at 33 cents. So now I'm back in at 27 cents, and it's up at 60. So I'm probably going to take my money out and then put a little bit more back in before Elon goes on SNL. I just want to see what happens over the weekend. I don't think Dogecoin is anything I want to be long-term in. I'm just kind of using it right now as a piggy bank.
Now, is this this Saturday night is Elon Musk, right?
Yeah, he's on SNL. I mean, right. I don't know what the hell is going to happen, like to the coin. I'm just going to hold on through the weekend and see what happens, and then probably sell it all.
Because when I look at either Twitter or some stock market crypto message board, they're all thinking that Elon Musk is going to get a plug in there for Dogecoin.
Yeah, I think so too. And I don't even know if it matters if he gets a plug in there. Like, what? I just think everybody's going to be watching and buying Dogecoin, and no idea what's going on, Bill.
Wow. All right, Berg, we'll see you next week, man.
All right, see you, buddy.
Jeff, too, had accumulated a pretty good amount. I think his average is 4.5 cents. I don't have any. I wish I was here telling you, hey, guys, I got in under a penny. Look at me. It's down 60. But I don't have any. Yeah, I don't have any. And if I'm going to buy now, then I'm breaking all the rules about chasing, right? Now, you may want to say, Bill, if it's going to go over a dollar and just keep going, what difference does it make? You're not really chasing. You're just getting in on it. Yeah, I mean, if I did get in on it, and I'm not sure. Right now I'm not. But if I did, I'd get in really small to account for pullbacks and stuff because they all pull back. But if the theory is just let it keep going, it's going to keep going, if indeed that's right. I'd get in really small now, and then if it went from 60 to 37, average down a little bit. Now, that can be dangerous because sometimes when you play the old average down game, you're just catching a falling knife. You ever heard that term? Yeah, stock's going down. Oh, it's going down. I'll get it down here. I'm getting it on the dip, and it dips right through your hand. It's a falling knife. You try and catch it, and it pierces you, keeps going down. So you have to, you better be right when you do that, or you're just, again, trying to catch a falling knife. I don't know about you, but I've never seen anybody successfully play the game of catching a falling knife. It's hard. Unless the knife on the end of the, you know, the pointy, sharp area is really a round ball or something. Then it can bounce right off, but scary times there. Hey, we are clear. No Chris Landry today. Chris sent me a message a couple days earlier this week, said, Bill, I need a little time. Running a little fatigued here. He grinds it hard, man. He does. He puts in very, very late hours, and he does it year after year after year. I got to know Chris somewhere, and I don't remember the exact year, late 80s. And he was at LSU, and he'd call, and we'd talk, and we'd discuss, just like we do now, we'd discuss players, high school kids, recruits, we'd kick it around. And then I kind of lost touch with him, and I did not know he was working for the Houston Oilers and their scouting department. And when the Titans, or when the Oilers became the Titans, right, and they moved here, I got a call from him. Bill, I live here now. It was a few years I hadn't talked to him, and I did not know what he was doing. I mean, I knew he was in this business, in his business, but I didn't know where he was, and he was here. Yeah, he moved here. He was living here, working for the Titans. So, no, he's good, but he will not be with us today. No Chris Landry. Probably back next week, but I'll find out a little later. Thursday edition. Again, we are clear to hang out and go wherever we need to go the rest of the way. 615-844-5600. That is the F&M Bank hotline, the new name for the hotline. We are presented by the place where, oh, new date, May 27th, we'll be at the Omni for the opening of Kitchen Notes.
Good morning. They're trying to wrap up this crash here on 40 westbound, just past Fessler's. It's been out here for a while, and it's causing some pretty good delays through here. Again, on 40 westbound, trying to get past Fessler's, coming in from Donaldson right now. It's picked up even more with that traffic volume on I-40 coming in from Wilson County. Ripley's Aquarium, Sleep with the Sharks, coming up June 11th. Check it out, Ripley's Aquarium on thesmokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
And now Absolute Contracting Plus LLC, our premier full-service exterior expert, is reminding Americans to show support to the brave men and women who serve our U.S. military. This message is from Absolute Contracting Plus LLC, backed by over 20 years of experience and an A-plus rating on the BBB. For residential or commercial, roofing, siding, or gutters, call today at 615-788-5031 and online at AbsoluteContractingPlus.com. Absolute Contracting Plus LLC, proudly saluting our troops and veterans.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. That's 800-668-0042.
Indulgent Surfaces, Kitchens, and Baths would like to salute everyone who is serving our great country. To the men and women who have helped to uphold and strengthen all that is guaranteed to us through the Constitution. This message is from the crew at Indulgent Surfaces, Kitchens, and Baths. Kitchens, baths, outdoor grills, and more. Give them a call for estimates at 615-656-8677. That's 615-656-8677. Like their Facebook page and follow them on Instagram. Indulgent Surfaces, Kitchens, and Baths. Your Nashville home remodeler, where Chad Bowles and his crew are wishing everyone a healthy and happy summer.
Nashville Sports Radio is on the streets.
Hey, Bill King here. We're going to be at the Omni May 20th, Thursday, the reopening of Kitchen Notes. That's right, for breakfast and lunch, my show, and also the Greg Pogue and John Burton show. We're back at the Omni, first time in a year, Kitchen Notes, May 20th. Love to see you there.
Get into the Bill King Show, 615-844-5600. He doesn't charge by the minute.
That song right there is fantastic. It's by the, Crazy Charlie can correct me, I believe that's the Screaming Trees. And the song is Nearly Lost You. That is a fantastic. I was driving down the road, Crazy Charlie, the other day. And you know what's kind of funny? And I don't know if this happens to you. If you're driving down the road, let's say you got, you know, music channel on. And then a song comes on that is part of the bumper bed that you have created. It always grabs me. Because I hear all these bumper songs, but obviously they're bumper songs. They're gonna fade away so we can do the show. But that one I had not heard in years. And that is, I actually came home, Crazy Charlie, after hearing it and put it up on YouTube.
Screaming Trees, very, very good band. Kind of lost a little bit in the Seattle, quote, grunge era. A little bit underrated. Mark Lanegan, the lead singer, very, very good. Still out there performing as a solo artist and getting it done. He was touring all throughout the world before everything shut down. So Screaming Trees are still out there. That album, Dollar Bill, Bill, it's one of my favorites. Great song off there. Off the single soundtrack, that's one of the movie soundtracks that really helped bring that Seattle sound to the forefront of all of everybody's consciousness. So, yeah, great song. I'm glad you recognize and I'm glad you like it because it's one of my favorites of all time. It's definitely one of the best of the entire 90s grunge era. For those of you who like to call it that, I just like to call it rock music. You know, but one of the best of that era. And Bill, the bump category, the outros, the intros, all that good stuff. We got like 135 selections right now, and it's some of my favorites, some deep cuts, some classics, and we try not to be, you know, too much of the same things you'll hear on every other station, every other show out there in the world. So we hope everybody enjoys the music, and I like posting some on the producer's playlist on Twitter from time to time. Yeah, Screaming Trees, Nearly Lost You. Fantastic, fantastic jam right there.
That is. I didn't realize. I mean, I figured it was somewhere in the 90s, but the 90s seems so recent, but then when you say it, it's not. You know, it's
yes, like, Bill, I do know. The salad days, the beginnings of my career in 1995 on rock radio, playing The Screaming Trees Nearly Lost You. It was actually already kind of a classic for that age. Yeah, 92, summer 92 was really the big, big year for that Seattle sound to jump regional and become national. You had Pearl Jam's album go really big that summer. You had the Temple of the Dog record go really big that summer. Screaming Trees and the single soundtrack also. Alice in Chains, Soundgarden. Everybody had big records out at that point in time. And that's when that city became inundated. And then, you know, most people would say that's when it started to become watered down. And that's when you started to see the corporate posers move in and start forming all of their, you know, corporate boy bands and plugging them in place and putting them in flannel shirts and jean shorts and all that and trying to make them look big. And that's usually when the scene gets watered down. It's exactly what happened. But we still got some of those great jams from the 90s. And yes, Bill, it does feel like just yesterday when I was working at 103X in Greenville, South Carolina, when I started on October 1st of 1995 on the overnight shift on Friday night, Saturday night, playing the best alternative hits in the upstate, all the way from Gaffney down to Livonia.
Crazy Charlie, I remember where I was. I don't think it was the first time, but it was one of the first times I heard Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Yeah.
I was in Scottsdale for the Fiesta Bowl, and we were in a rental car, and Michelle was with me, and of course, she does not like loud music, and I had it on, and I turned it up, and she about killed me.
That's just funny that Michelle doesn't like loud music, considering I know that you're one to turn the speakers up quite loud. You like to keep the headphones loud, you like to keep the speakers loud, and you like to keep the tunes jamming. So, yeah, Bill, it's music is, of course, it's my passion. Beyond what I do for a profession, music is always a part of my life. It's on in the background. If I'm mowing the lawn, if I'm weed-eating a fence line, if I'm working in the house, if I'm driving around on the roads, no matter what I'm doing, music is always a big part of it, always a big component of it, and I'm always looking and listening for that next big thing. And once I get clear of NHL playoffs here in a couple of weeks, we'll be adding more, like we always do, come non-playing portion of the schedule season. We'll add a couple of more network outros. I'm pretty happy with the way everything is sounding. But you know me, once I hear something twice in a week, I start to get irritated by it. So we'll be expanding, we'll be growing, and we'll be continuing to build out the show as we've been doing for many, many years here at Nashville Sports Radio. And Bill, just before I throw it totally back to you in this hostile takeover that I've suddenly done on your show, just want to say thank you so much, Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers, for the studio naming rights, and also F&M Bank, the phone line naming rights. It is a great moment for Nashville Sports Radio, for the mothership right here, to have both of those things secured and to see the world opening back up, to be announcing us going back to the Omni. We'll be seeing Music City Todd. It'll be the first time I've seen Todd in over a year. I can't wait to be down there at the Omni Nashville Hotel. So I just wanted to say thank you for everybody who stuck by us and for everybody who's coming back and returning to business with us as everything's starting to get back open, Bill. It's a really, 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 really good time for us right here.
Oh, Chris, Charlie, we're about to go to break in seconds anyways. I was at the station yesterday, and Adam grabbed me and said, do a promo.
Yes,
and I just
we got to do
it,
a new one.
It's already outdated.
Yeah, I heard it. I'll pull it during this next break. And Bill, getting a tweet right now that says, get some Beatles music on the air. No.
That was done just as a dig.
Yeah, I know.
That couldn't have been for real.
No, Dom's probably being serious. You know, look, there's plenty of great Dom Beatles fans out there. There are plenty.
Oh, no, I know that.
Plenty of respect to you, but I'm not. There are multiple reasons why I can't add the Beatles music to the show. Let's just say their algorithm, Bill, and their record label is as good as it gets. And if I even play a second of it on this radio show, believe me, I'll be getting that letter in the mail. And I do not want any more of those letters. I got enough of them from Warner Music Group as it is already.
Yeah, there's...
They're getting tight on that stuff, Bill.
Oh, we used to remember from SiriusXM, we had a specific, you could only go a couple of seconds on these things. Whatever.
I have a whole collection of cease and desists from that age.
Seriously. Hey, don't you be the one to run over.
Well, now I'm going to jam some green grass and high tides forever, Bill King. So I'll just say as I head on out, may your grass be green and your tides high forever, everyone.
We will on that. Take the break. Coming right back. We got plenty of time. Don't complain. We got tons of time here. The guesting is cleared for the rest of the day. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. They're trying to wrap up this crash here on 40 westbound, just past Fessler's. It's been out here for a while, and it's causing some pretty good delays through here. Again, on 40 westbound, trying to get past Fessler's, coming in from Donaldson right now. It's picked up even more with that traffic volume on I-40 coming in from Wilson County. Ripley's Aquarium, Sleep with the Sharks, coming up June 11th. Check it out, Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
This is Brett Musburger's Action Update for WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
This Action Update brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
On Wednesday, opening odds for NFL Rookie of the Year released. The number one draft pick, Trevor Lawrence, opening at plus 300, followed by Justin Fields at plus 600. Trey Lance and Zach Wilson each at plus 800. Najee Harris plus 1,000. And Kyle Pitts and Jamar Chase each at plus 1,100. Logan Paul versus Floyd Mayweather is a thing that will happen on June 6th, 1 month from today. The undefeated Mayweather, no surprise, the heavy favorite, minus 1,800. Paul, the YouTuber, at plus 850. Prop bets include, will Paul be knocked down? Minus 205, yes. Plus 155, no. Well, Fargo Championship from Quail Hollow today. Co-favorites Justin Thomas and John Rahm, plus 1,100. For VSiN.com, I'm Trey Westerberg, Nashville Sports Radio.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español?
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
Bom dia, like good day, good morning, I think.
I can say, je m'appelle David, but that's probably it.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
This year is my year to get fluent in Spanish, and Babbel is definitely going to help me do that. The app is so easy to use, and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real-life situations.
I've tried other language learning apps and nothing really stuck. Babbel's been a complete game-changer for me.
Hoy es miércoles y el clima está muy bueno afuera.
Estoy con fome. Yo no tomé café de mañana.
Je suis des États-Unis et du vient tout.
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Mostly sunny, high 71. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows 45. Sunshine for Friday, highs near 70. Saturday, chance of rain, cloudy, highs around 66. And Mother's Day, chance of showers, high 75. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, my name is Rocky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
To know anything about college football, consult with the Encyclopedia Bill Tanaka every morning.
Under the category of quarterback rooms having difficulty coexisting, meaning the people in the room, coexisting because of the depth chart, TJ Finley, LSU. Hit the He-Gone Gateway on Wednesday. Now, that's not a shock at all. He started as a true freshman five games and had moments of pretty good moments where he was a true freshman. And the way Max Johnson played down the stretch and the way that their recruiting is going, it's going to be very difficult for him if he stayed at LSU. So I'm not shocked there. I didn't know it was going to happen on that particular day, etc., but not shocking news. Quarterback rooms are very delicate. One of the biggest what would be the proper word here? Finagling jobs that coaches will have had and will need more is the quarterback room. Got to be careful. Yeah, and if you've got a battle in the spring, don't announce your guy because you're going to clear that room out. Don't do it. That's the way you handle it now. Now, if it's kind of obvious because of the way they're maneuvering the depth chart, where you, even though they're not necessarily telling you, you can kind of see what's going on. You have to make a decision. Quarterbacks don't stick around. They haven't been sticking around, and they don't stick around if they're not getting to play. If indeed their whole dream and future is I'm quarterbacking and I'm getting to Sunday. If that's the case, you don't stick around much. Regarding the email we got from College Station about how much brisket costs in Texas, and David was saying $20 a pound, Julie in Atlanta brings something up. She says, I think he's talking about at a restaurant. Yeah, where they serve you. Yeah, that's probably, I don't know. It is kind of funny because it came up. Cosby Cattleman called in yesterday and he was complaining about Calhoun's charging $15 for a half slab of ribs. I couldn't relate because I don't know what it costs at any of these places. Greg Polk hit me up, said, Bill in Memphis, heck, it's going to cost you about 20, 25, whatever it was. Jeff Chu said Martin's over there where he's at, and Wilco's going to cost, you know, more than that. I did not know any of the pricing because the last 100 million times I've had ribs or brisket, we've cooked it ourselves on the rec deck. I don't remember the last time I went to a barbecue joint and got brisket or ribs or been to a barbecue joint. Well, other than to get pulled pork, the one I was trying to think of yesterday is Stroud's. And they've got one right there in Franklin that's very convenient, right by Matt Hatcher in Hillsborough. You folks from the area will know, others won't. But so I pulled pork, yes, but I have not. I don't remember the last time I had brisket from somebody's restaurant. I literally couldn't tell you. And it's not because it wouldn't be good. It's just we always do it ourselves. So I have no concept of the pricing when it comes to. Now, I do when you buy it in the store. I tell you what, those center cuts that I got about a week or two ago, and we got about 18 pounds, those were very good. I finally found a butcher that I don't want to say that I like because it makes it sound like I don't like others. I don't have anything against any of them. I just don't know many of them. But I found one I really think is going to be good. RJ, yeah, RJ checking in over in South Carolina, big LSU fan. Bill, we knew this was coming, but Finley is gone, yeah? I was thinking the same thing. It's time for him to find a new destination. He's 6'5", 250, whatever they list him. He looks good getting off the bus. He's had some moments where he looked pretty good. Quarterbacking as a true freshman. So I don't want to be too judgmental. He's just a young guy, but doesn't look like it's going to happen at LSU. That's the point. Brad was, and I'll find the tweet for next hour, but he was talking about there's a bunch of teams with offensive lines returning, more so this coming year than many years prior. And Coach C over in South Carolina says, Bill, I think I remember last year Brad was talking about Tennessee's offensive line and it was going to be very good, and we saw how that turned out. Yeah, I mean, I talked about it too. Tennessee had three or four former five stars on the O-line returning last year. O-line should have been a major strength for them. Early on, first couple of games, South Carolina game, Missouri game, looked like it might be. Nothing much worked after that for Tennessee, including the offensive line. That is true. Yeah, Coach C, good point. Excellent point there. Yeah, O-line, and there's a correlation, and I'll find it here. We're about to break here at the top of hour number two. And we're clear. Like I told you, we are absolutely clear the rest of the way. No guesting. Chris Landry will not be with us here. He needs some time off. He sent me a message early in the week. Chris deserves his time off. Absolutely. Coming off the culmination of the draft and all that grind, don't blame him one bit. Oh, tomorrow, Kevin Hagan will be with us, and Brad, hour number three, will be with us. It's already pointing towards Friday time. Gets here fast, y'all. We're coming right back. Omni Nashville Hotel.